everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. She's an evangelist powerhouse who's over 60 plus years of full-time ministry, 500 churches worldwide, the pioneer of the Washington for Jesus rallies, several best-selling books, and a life of miracles as documented in Resurrection Life Now, Born to Preach, and Marking Your Children for God will attest. What began in a tent at the tender age of 16 was a, quote, choice my next guest would say changed everything, and how the choices we all make will surely do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always an honor, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Rock Church International, Virginia Beach, talking to us about her latest must-read, Pro Choices, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. Please welcome Bishop Ann Jimenez. Bishop Jimenez, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be with you again.
Well, it's always a joy to have you, Ann. I have had the great joy over the years of having you share for Testimony your miraculous journey of faith, healing, miracles, and more. Truly remarkable. At 85 years young, you exemplify my view, the result of living a Holy Spirit-filled life and what that really means, and the results of not doing so, as your book will share, simply by the choices we make. So for part one of our two-part conversation, let's get right to it. Why the title Pro Choices, and what prompted you to write it?
It was really from, I guess you'd say, a dream or a visitation of the Lord in the night. I woke up three nights in a row, Jensine, and heard the scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And I'd lay there and I'd ponder that, and I'd think that the next night I'd wake up, the same scripture. Finally, I said, "Lord, nobody, I've never heard anybody preach on seeking your righteousness, and I don't even really know what it means, I don't think." So I started doing it, looking up the word righteousness, and I was very surprised that all through the Bible it only has one meaning. You know, sometimes words have several shades to it or various meanings. Righteousness only has one meaning. It means right doing, and I kind of transpose it into right choices. And so I'd hear that, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His right doing," or "His right choices, and all these things shall be added unto you." And Jensine, as I started putting together this book and the messages I preached along the way, it was like taking dictation from the Holy Spirit. It was the easiest thing I ever wrote, and many people are telling me it's the best book I ever wrote. But it was truly inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Well, it's fabulous. Now, you shared in a recent interview that your earthly father was not supportive, not a believer, and would often have fits of rage just hearing the name of Jesus and hearing you preach. He made you pay room and board, eventually kicked you out. Talk about that.
I look back on that now with the wisdom that years bring to us, and acknowledging God in all my ways. And I just say, "Lord, you brought me that way. You let my life early on as a Christian. I really got filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 16, but I gave my heart to the Lord when I was about 12 or 13 years old. And after I was filled with the Holy Spirit, my father really began to persecute me about going to church and about being a Christian, and he didn't want to hear Christian music, and he was thoroughly irritated and aggravated at me. But, you know, I would often make the statement as the years went by, I would say, "Nobody ever pushed me off, but what they didn't push me more onto God." And whatever his thoughts were, his reasoning for, you know, treating me that way or speaking to me that way. It had the opposite effect. He didn't change me. He just caused me to press more into God and run for God. I had nowhere else to go. There was no other shelter in the storm. And I just got to know God better than I would have if I hadn't had that those little trials and, you know, things that made me run for God or seek God. When he found out I was speaking on a youth radio broadcast on Saturdays while I was living at home then and working, but I was the youth leader, and he found out that I was preaching. The night he found out, he told me to leave his house, and I picked up my car keys and my purse, and I went to the door, and he followed me, and he stood in the doorway, and he called out after me and said, "You don't need to ever come back here." Jensen, I was only about 19 or 20.
Wow.
I'd never lived away from home.
Right.
If I had been running around or drinking or taking drugs or something, looking back, all I can say is God had me. God had me, and he kept me, he protected me, and I just say I've outlived all of my adversaries. I've outlived all of them. I've lasted, and God is blessing me. Jensen, I am more blessed now in my life than I've ever been.
Well, this is why I wanted to bring you on the program. You're such an example. I have a quick question, though. Your mother, was she supportive during this time? What was her role?
Jensen, my mother was filled with the Holy Spirit when she was 6 months pregnant with me. And she and my father were having marital problems. I think they were separated. And she had some sisters that were Pentecostal. And so she went in, literally in the closet, got on her knees and prayed and told God, "I want everything you've got for me." Well, the Lord filled her with the Holy Spirit. She was 6 months pregnant with me. I believe I was marked, like John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb. I believe I was marked in my mother's womb. In order to stay with my father and just peace in the house, she just learned to survive. That's the only way I can put it. She learned to survive. She learned to agree and be silent. That was another thing that was very hurtful to me. I knew my mother knew what I was going through. I knew she knew the things he was saying and doing. I just felt like, you know, she never protected me. She never stood up for me. She never, during that time, that I knew of. And again, I would just say the Lord, he uses different things to cause you to lean on him even more. And I dearly loved my mother and was very close to her, but she, for her own survival and protection, she just stayed quiet, basically.
Typical for anyone that might be listening who are raised in less than desirable circumstances.
Yes.
Where the parents are torn apart through strife and whatever.
Yes.
It's a form of abuse that,
yes,
especially
is.
In Christian circles, not
yes.
talked about. They're talking mm-hmm. about it more and more, but what I love is God gave you the ability to overcome it, because you were sickly as a teenager. You were healed in
yes,
that
I
tent
was.
Meeting. You were filled
yes.
with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is so evident in your writings, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Bishop Ann Jimenez, senior pastor of Rock Church International, her latest must-read pro choices. And in our remaining time today, what are some of the things that can hinder our making positive, God-led choices?
Well, the biggest thing, Jensen, is our own will, our own fleshly desires and ambitions, because to make right choices, you've got to come to the place where you, like Jesus prayed, "Not my will. If it's possible, let this cup pass. But if it can't be, not my will, but thine be done." And I consider the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God, my destination, and everything that he's called me for is in that plan for my life. You know, the Bible says he declares the end from the beginning. God knows right now his plan for your life. But you're a free moral agent, so we choose. And that's where pro-choice is. You choose. You choose who you're going to serve. You choose whose plan. You know, Adam and Eve chose the wrong plan. God had a plan for them. They, and Jensen, God planned for them to live forever. And they made the wrong choice, and they died. They died, and they began to die physically, but they died spiritually. They were cut off from God. But we are reunited in and through Jesus Christ, and I just believe that there is I know there's a life flow of the Holy Spirit into us, to our physical being and body. And, you know, it says that the same Spirit that raised him from the dead, he will also quicken your mortal body. So as we're believers here and now, there is a quickening, and that means life, giving life to our mortal body. And I claim that all the time. I'm 85, but I feel like I'm 35.
All right, and you sound 35.
That's the truth. God is so good. And another thing about making right choices, you've got to put on the helmet of salvation. You've got to protect and listen to the Holy Spirit about things you watch on television, about things you listen to, even people that you listen to. Sometimes there comes a point when you don't want to hear that. You don't want to listen to that. If it's discouragement, criticism, or, you know, just tearing something down, or just, you know, right, things that minister death instead of life, you've got to be careful what you hear, what you watch, and what you take into your spirit. God is good. He wants us to live forever. And when we have Jesus, we will.
And this is the training ground for that, right, Anne?
Yes. And it's our choice. When I wrote Pro-Choices, I realized every day, Jensine, you and I, we make choices. And we are kind of like Adam and Eve. We're making choices. We're either choosing our will, our way, or we're choosing God's will and God's way. And how do we go in God's way? Number one, we feed on the Word of God, so we know God's will from His Word. And then we listen in our spirit. We listen to that still small voice that says to us, this is the way, walk in it, when we turn to the right or the left. We have to listen to God. And He leads us with His written Word, and He leads us with His spoken Word. We are to walk in paths of righteousness, or paths of right choices. You know the 23rd Psalm? He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads me in right choices. And it's all for His glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally renowned evangelist, speaker, author, and co-founder of Rock Church International Virginia Beach, Bishop Ann Jimenez, whose latest best-selling, Pro-Choices, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do, is a must-read. You can learn more about Bishop Ann's work, ministry, and mission by visiting AnnJimenez.com and get her book, Pro-Choices, for truth, for life, and truly overcoming in Christ. Bishop Ann, it has been a great joy once again bringing your revelatory voice to testimony where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Your latest must-read, Pro-Choices, makes the case as few can simply because you've lived it, and powerfully so. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard a sampling of my next guest's incredible journey in life, in the Lord, in ministry, and more, and the choices we all make in life that truly can affect our life, for good or bad. In her latest must-read, Pro-Choices, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do, Bishop Ann Jimenez makes the case, and powerfully so, from living a life focused not on self, but on Christ and what that truly means, as Matthew 6:33 states, and I quote, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a high honor indeed, always a joy, co-founder of Brock Church International Virginia Beach, pioneer of the Washington for Jesus rallies, internationally renowned evangelist, speaker, and author, Bishop Ann Jimenez. Bishop Jimenez, Ann, if I may, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. It's always a joy to be with you, Jensine.
Always a joy having you, Ann. In our last segment, you shared in part the reason you wrote what some may view and do view as your most important work to date, reaching a generation looking for answers, in particular the millennials, but not finding the authenticity in Christ from those who are sharing Christ to back it up. So for this segment, I would love for you to delve even deeper on the how-tos of making right choices, no matter the circumstance, reason, or season of one's life. First question. In your book, Pro Choices, you break down in very practical ways the consequences of our choices. Can you give our audience a couple of examples from your own life and perhaps the lives of others as you've observed?
Well, you know, I have realized that we all make choices every day, and we have to make our choices according to God's word, that we make the right choices. And that's what pro-choices mean. Pro meaning right choices. And all of us are free moral agents. We have the choice, and God allows that. But if we make God's choice, what he has, then we enter into a plan of God for our lives. Like the scripture says, eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And I say that God has prepared for those that make the right choice to go God's way. There's things God's prepared for us if we will just walk in his will for our lives.
Amen, amen. Now, why, in your view, is it important to be grateful when considering the cross and all that Christ has done for us?
Well, it's all paid for by Jesus. If Jesus hadn't come, we wouldn't have any advantage. There would be no salvation. There would be no help. We would all be bound for hell and no way out. Jesus is the greatest gift that God ever gave to man. Even as I read through the chapter verses and chapters in the gospel, I realize if Jesus hadn't come, and when he came, he began to do something that had never been done before, Jensine. They had never seen devils cast out. They had never seen people raising the dead or healing the sick. And John the Baptist was in jail, and they came to him and to Jesus and said, "Are you the one? Are we looking for somebody else?" He said, "You tell John what you've seen. The dead are raised, the sick are healed, and only the deaf hear and the blind see." Jesus came disturbing the devil's kingdom, come disturbing because he was doing the will of God, and he is the right choice. He's the first, best, greatest right choice you'll ever make, is to choose Jesus. And from then on, if you choose his will and his ways. And sometimes, Jensine, choosing God's will isn't always pleasant to our flesh or our natural man,
right?
Because sometimes what God's way is not what we would have done or what we would have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never been disappointed. In the long run, it always works out that God's way is the best way after all.
Amen and amen. Now, you talk about Psalm 23 in your book, which you break down, and beautifully so, and why even atheists will often choose this scripture to memorialize their loved ones.
Right. It's the Psalm 23rd Psalm. Psalm is one that everybody knows, whether they're, whether they're Christian or not. That's what they want read at their funeral. But I say the 23rd Psalm is a psalm of a righteous man, a man that's right with God and is making right choices. And then he's the one that can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, because he's choosing, if he says God's my shepherd, he says, I'm choosing to be led by God. I'm letting God direct my life. I'm choosing God's way. And I love the third verse where it says, he restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness, or he leads me in the path of right choices. You know, the scripture says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You could paraphrase that and say, I've never seen those making the right choices forsaken. If you're a righteous person, you're making right choices. He said, I've never seen those making right choices forsaken or their seed begging bread. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hear them. Those making the right choice, when they cry, God hears them.
Amen.
He didn't hear everybody, but here's the ones making right choices.
You, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bishop Ann Jimenez and her latest must-read, Pro Choices. It's anointed and packed with practical application for how to live the Christian life, whether you're 9 or 90 and beyond. Ann, what is the one key you have found for getting along with others in ministry and in life when it's the last thing you may want to do?
Well, you know, listen to the Holy Spirit. I was speaking with a minister the other day, and I very much disagreed with his comments, but I realized that he was very disturbed over something, and that little sweet voice of the Lord in my heart spoke, just let him talk, because I could have told him, I don't agree with you at all. But the Lord said, no, just be quiet. Let him. He needs to talk. Let him talk. When he got through talking, I said, well, we'll talk again. So, you know, you agree with your adversary quickly.
That's
while
right.
You're in the way, while you're with them. Just agree. Just listen. Sometimes that's all people want, just somebody that listens to them. But we can never compromise on our conviction. We cannot compromise on what the will of the Lord is
right.
for us. And strangely, a lot of people want to tell you what God's will is for your life, but when you look real good, they seemingly don't ever know God's will for their life real good, but they really know God's choices for your life. And, you know, some people make choices for people who they're going to marry and all that stuff. I tell you, don't let anybody make that choice but God. You'd be in a lot of trouble.
I love it. I love it. Okay, well, next question. Explain how meditating on Matthew 6:33, which states, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, caused you to reflect like never before. I think you answered this question in part, and it's really the premise for why you wrote the book, Pro Choices, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. But break that down for us in a sentence or two in our remaining time.
I kept hearing in my spirit, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And finally, I just began to say, Lord, nobody's ever told me to seek his righteousness. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure what it is. When I looked it up, I found out that righteousness is right doing and right choices. So if I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his right choices for my life, then, and I'm walking in his will then, if we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then it says, and all these things, all the things that you wanted, all the things you thought you needed, all the things that you're praying about, if you're seeking God's will and his way and his choice, then all these things will be added to you. A lot of people, Jen Singh, are seeking the things first. And then sometimes, well, if I get this, I'll serve God. And if God will do this, I'll. But he said, seek ye first the kingdom, to be in the kingdom, be born again, know God, let him be the king of your life. And then all the things. By the way, he said, I know what things you have need of before you even ask. So we are in the best of situations with God when we seek him and then seek his plan, his will. And he's not trying to figure out what he's going to do with you. He said before to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet. It's like making a cake. You put in what it takes to make the kind of cake you want to make. He knows how to make a prophet. And so if we seek the will of God for our lives, and number one, seek to hear him. I had a young woman in the ministry, very well known, known around the country. She asked me, she said, as a woman in the ministry, what do I need to know? And I looked at her, I was kind of taken aback, but then I said, if you can hear God's voice, if you can hear God, and you can keep your anointing, you can do anything God wants you to. And what I meant by that, Jensine, a lot of people don't know God's voice and they can't hear him. Well, you can't be in the ministry and not hear God. Mm-hmm. So you've got to learn to seek him and hear him and then stay anointed. What do you mean stay anointed? Well, sometimes we let the cares of this life and other things and other people so distract us that the anointing lifts on our lives. We get out of kelter with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't, if we're not hearing God and we're not anointed, we shouldn't be ministering to anybody.
Amen.
Because only the anointed word produces life. He said the words I speak to you, they're spirit, they're anointed, and they're full of life. And so, you know, as we seek God, male or female, bond or free, Jew or Greek, you can do anything God wants you to do if you can hear him and you can keep the anointing. You can live like God would have you to live, keep the anointing on your life. You're in good shape. Amen. And he'll fulfill all his plan for your life and provide what you need to get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally renowned evangelist, speaker, author, and co-founder of Rock Church International, Virginia Beach, Bishop Ann Jimenez, whose latest best-selling, Pro-Choices, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do, is a must-read. You can learn more about Bishop Ann's work, ministry, and mission by visiting AnnJimenez.com and get her book, Pro-Choices, for Truth, for Life, and Truly Overcoming in Christ. Bishop Ann, thank you again for taking precious time to share your wealth of wisdom and revelation in what it truly means to walk with Christ and be conformed to his image. Your latest Pro-Choices is a practical, no-nonsense, biblical approach that, when applied, truly can and will transform a life for Christ as yours has been, and beautifully so. You made the choice to serve Christ, his will, his way, and as a result, millions more have done the same. We thank you. We honor you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. My pleasure.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.